Amazon updates its dietary supplement sellers policy. Amazon and eBay invest heavily in AI for their e-commerce platforms. And what does the FTC have to say about all of the new fees for storage that Amazon has imposed? This and so much more on this week's episode of The Weekly Buzz.
How cool is that? Pretty cool, I think.
Welcome to another episode of the Serious Sellers podcast hosted by Helium 10. My name is Carrie, and this is our weekly buzz episode where we give you all of the latest Amazon, Walmart, and e-commerce news. We also give you a serious strategy for serious sellers at any level. So let's go ahead and see what's buzzing. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into our first article. And this first article is about how Amazon is updating their dietary supplement sellers policy. Now, this is kind of a long time coming. This has been in the works for a few years. And so basically what's happening is instead of the seller being able to send in their third-party testing and certificates and just submit them through Seller Central, now the analysis has to be done and sent straight from a lab to Amazon. So it's actually a more direct approach. They want to make sure they can really verify that these supplements have been third-party tested, and that goes for all the compliance that they have. So what it says is that if you want to ensure that your listings are compliant with the policy, that you just need to go to manage your compliance dashboard and initiate the test for each of these products. This actually came about because there was a private lab that was actually testing the quality. So the quality of some of the dietary supplements on Amazon was questioned repeatedly over the past several years. And they found that maybe some of the supplements didn't have exactly what they said in them. So this is probably a really good thing for consumers. And, you know, it'll help the sellers to really be able to verify that their products are really legit and what they say they are. So curious to know what you think if you are a nutritional supplement seller. What do you think about this new qualification that you have to, or compliance thing that you have to do? Okay, next article is about eBay. And eBay is actually using AI to deliver personalized recommendations to fashion shoppers. Now, this I think is really cool because a lot of stuff on eBay is used. And so when somebody looks at some sort of a style, they actually are going to recommend similar style products. It's going to be based on the previous 10 clicks. So sometimes this could be good and sometimes not, because maybe somebody clicked on something and they're like, I don't like that. But it could get, you know, quite a few more sales and more exposure for sellers because it'll start recommending these similar styled clothing items to buyers. So I think this could be a really cool thing. They're starting with fashion and then they're going to move out to other categories. And this could be a really good thing for especially, you know, eBay sellers when you're selling used items to help people to find your items much faster. And the next article is about Magento. Magento has had a bug that exploited the payment area. So it basically left vulnerable to bad actors to be able to steal payment information data on your Magento site. There are 150,000 Magento sites, or over 150,000 Magento sites out there. So if you have a Magento site, I know I have a Magento site, there is a fix for this. And so you can basically download the fix and or upload the fix, however it works usually with a developer. And you can make sure to secure your website so that you do not have somebody that can go in and steal your payment information. And next, this is a really interesting piece of news, and that is Amazon is investing $25 million in a 10-year research collaboration to advance AI. So they're doing this with the University of Washington and the University of Tuscuba, I don't know how to say it, and NVIDIA, and they're all focused on AI. So I think this gives sellers a really good opportunity to really focus on AI in the next few years, because this is the direction that Amazon is going. So the more that we can stay on top of it, the better that we can sell our products and get the products that we want to get into the customer hands. So it's going to be, I think, a lot of innovation over the next few years. In addition to that, they have invested $700 million in robotics and AI-powered technologies in Europe. Some of the things, I think these are really cool to look at how the Amazon warehouse does things, but they have this innovation lab that's in Italy, and this is where scientists go all over the world where they're investing in these technologies. And some of the technologies that have come out of here are really quite interesting, and I want to scroll down and show you. So we've got the universal robotic labeler. So it's a high-speed auto-labeling technology. So this is kind of how it looks and they can basically quickly label all those packages. And then there's a universal item sorter. So they can use these machines to sort all the items and make sure they're, you know, sorted efficiently to deliver them to the locations every day. And they're usually sorted into, you know, where their similar locations or destinations are. There's an automated tote retrieval, which I think is really kind of an interesting thing. They basically have these totes where they put all the products in to be packaged. So really interesting. They have a bag containerization, all kinds of really cool stuff, an automated guided cart that goes through the Amazon fulfillment centers, and a flat sorter robotic induct. So if anything falls off, or you know, it basically can pick things up and put it back on where it needs to be, and a palletizer, it's a robotic palletizer. Really interesting stuff here. Automated packaging. So basically they wouldn't even need people, which is crazy. And then Amazon robotics floor. So really interesting stuff that is coming out of Amazon. And so I think the more as time, they already are using robotics and a lot of these technologies in their Amazon warehouses. So the more time that goes on as they continue to research, I think there's going to be more of this involved. Obviously, people are going to need to be there to operating these types of machineries, but probably less people involved. But it's also going to be important, you know, just because there's also a lot of investment going into AI for the actual platform itself. So we really need to stay on top of AI. Make sure that our listings are going to be something that the AI can read and deliver to customers. So definitely something to keep on your list to stay up to date on that information. The next article is from Fortune.com, basically, and they have a whole article about the FTC and how it's basically probing and questioning Amazon's controversial fees. And this came after a lot of outrage from sellers over the fees. So they have been kind of looking into this because of the, you know, just so much has been going on. There's been a lot of noise about this. So we'll have to wait and see what the FTC thinks about this, what they're going to do about it, and if it's something that they can do something about. So we'll stay tuned on that. All right. So that is all for the news that we have this week. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the Helium 10 feature updates. Now, this is one of my favorite updates that we have, and that is we have Freedom Ticket 4.0. This is perfect for beginners as well as advanced. There's something for everyone here. Kevin King is leading this Freedom Ticket 4.0, and so you've got a lot of great information from Kevin King on how to get started with your business. We also have a bunch of expert guests that are really giving you some really great information. So if you are advanced, you're going to have that. If you're a beginner, we have stuff about, you know, product research, how to find your product, how to calculate profitability correctly, how to know when to pay yourself, insurance, all that great stuff so that you are fully prepared for your business. But for any of those who are more advanced, you've got also some great modules, like for example, the Power of AI for Amazon Sellers. That's done by Steve Simonson. There's some stuff about exiting your business. We have Scott Dietz from the Northbound Group, and he talks about beginning with the end in mind, because your exit is going to be where you make most of your money from your business. Then we also have some listing content optimization things, how to help your customers find your products. And if you go down even further, we had Destiny Wishin, who talked about pay-per-click advertising, did a great job in explaining pay-per-click advertising and how to utilize PPC on Amazon. We have some great information about supply chain logistics, how to source and ship your products. And so we have some expert guests on that. And we also have some great information from e-commerce Chris on compliance, which is really, really important to make sure that you don't get, you know, banned from Amazon as a seller, that you stay in good compliance with their policies. And I think one of my favorite modules on here was finding and hiring VAs and managers for your business. Josh Hadley led that one and really did a very good job step by step of showing how to, you know, hire the best talent for your business. So if you're advanced or if you're a beginner, this is perfect for you. And if you have employees, you can have them take this course if you want them to be better versed in the Amazon world, help them to understand, get a really good education on how Amazon works. This is perfect. You can have them go through the course and they're going to learn so much, but you know, it is for everyone. I learned so much even just listening to some of these experts that talked about all these different topics. So definitely check it out. You are going to love it. Okay, so now I'm going to go ahead and get into the training tip of the week, which is Cerebro for Walmart. A lot of people don't even know that we have Cerebro for Walmart, but it is an incredible tool to optimize your Walmart business by helping with your listing optimization and your pay-per-click advertising. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen and show you how this works. So what you're going to do is you're going to go to Cerebro, and you need to make sure to choose Walmart, which is way at the bottom. So usually it's at, you know, Amazon.com, but you want to scroll all the way down here to Walmart.com, and you want to choose the Walmart.com market. Okay. The next thing you want to do is you want to go to Walmart.com. Now, I have just chosen garlic presses here. And we do, just another note, we do have X-ray for Walmart here, but I like to pull X-ray because I like to use this to find the product IDs. And this is basically where, this is like an ASIN on Amazon, but they have product IDs. Another way you can find it is by just going to the actual listing, and you can scroll over to the very right, the very far end of it. And it's at the very end. It's this number right here is the product ID number. So what you're going to do is you're going to basically copy that product ID. So I can just copy it right here, and I'm going to put it into Cerebro. Now you can do more than one product ID at one time, but I'm just going to do this one. And this is going to pull up all of the keywords for this particular product ID that shows you all of the keywords that they are ranking for organically and sponsored. So you can see down here all of their keywords. You can see the search volume on Walmart, and you can see it on Amazon. Now, I wouldn't be dismayed about the low search volume. You still are going to make sales. Even if there's a low search volume, I've made some good sales on those keywords for my own business. But something that I love to do too is I like to sort by the sponsored rank. So I like to see exactly where my competitors are advertising. So this is going to show pretty much their exact strategy, because they don't have as many. A lot of people are using exact keywords, exact matches. So this is going to show you exactly where they are advertising. It's going to give you a huge list of really good, you know, keywords that you can utilize in your listing. And another thing you can do is you can just kind of sort by, you know, organic rank. You can clear these filters. I had them on, I think, a little bit earlier, but see, there's actually even more keywords here that they're advertising on. And so we can see that that there's a lot of really good keywords that are going to be very, very relevant by just sorting the sponsored rank. You can see the organic rank. I sometimes like to filter by organic rank to see where they're ranked, maybe 1 to 10. You can also sort by volume on Walmart or on Amazon. You can sort by phrases containing. So maybe you wanted to just see, you know, press, all the phrases containing press, and basically, you know, pull up a bunch of very relevant key terms. And so this is an incredible tool to help you to find those keywords for Walmart. And it's definitely helped me. I've done a great job with these keywords on my pay-per-click advertising. The exact matches have done really well. So if you take the time to do this research, maybe take the top 10 to 20 keywords that you want to focus on Walmart. I think it's a really good strategy. Really write them into your listing. Make sure that you have these keywords in your title, the main one that you want to focus on, at least in your title. Don't keyword stuff, because they will actually penalize you on Walmart for that. Have your main keyword phrase in there, and then write these keyword phrases throughout your listing to optimize it, and also start your pay-per-click advertising with these exact match terms. And I think you will be pleasantly surprised at the results that you see. That is all that we have this week for the Weekly Buzz. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we hope that you check out our Freedom Ticket again. It's in your Learning Hub, so check that out. Let us know what you think, and we will see you again next week to see what's buzzing. Bye, everyone.